I was one of the first people to walk over Sydney Harbour Bridge for fun. The welly is not a climbing attire, so I did it in my cowboy boots. That Crocodile Dundee chap, Paul Hogan, actually worked on the bridge, so he'll have traversed it. But not many people apart from the workers and builders had walked over it at the time, so I was one of the first. I learned the bridge was opened in 1932, and the Premier of New South Wales was supposed to cut the ribbon. But a random Irish guy called Francis de Groot charged up on a horse with a sword and sliced the ribbon first. He was carted off to a psychiatric hospital, but was found to be sane. They charged him £2 for the ribbon and £4 for damaging the piece. I love the lunatic edge. At the time I got to walk over the bridge, I was doing concerts at the Sydney Opera House, and I asked one of the guys who maintained the building, how can I see the opera house from an angle people haven't seen it from before? He said, you can walk on the roof. So that same afternoon I was up there looking down from that incredible piece of architecture.